Yep, we're on.
Good morning. It is 10 o'clock, January 21st, 2022. This is a budget work session of the Board of Supervisors for the Board of Supervisors. This is Latifa Faisal. With me is Supervisor Lisa Hedden, Supervisor Linda Merkin, Director of External Operations Sandra King, Assistant Auditor Lisa Markley, and on the phone we have Alyssa. Is Alyssa on?
Yes, I'm here.
Good morning, Alyssa. Wignall and Leanne Harder. I believe Leanne is on the phone. Okay. Is there any... Go ahead.
Hey, hi.
Okay. Is there anyone else on the phone? Okay. Well, Alyssa, did you want... Who would like to start?
I can go through it as long as you guys can hear me okay.
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Mm-hmm. Does that work? Okay.
Yep.
So the Board of Supervisors budget has no revenue. So we'll just go straight, obviously, to expenditure. First of all, is the extra health line item. We did put some budget dollars in there for the HR interns, but I didn't know at the time budget for you what direction we were going. So I don't anticipate the HR intern at this time. So
okay.
If we want to remove the $10,500 from that, we can.
Okay. Let's do.
Yeah, I think with the HR coordinator, that will cover what we need. That's my hope.
Mm-hmm.
So if at any point it doesn't and something else comes up, and we really feel like we need to go back to an HR internship program, I'll just come back to board.
Sounds good.
I did re-estimate that one for FY22 now, just because we haven't had an intern since June. So I just kind of took what we spent and then what we anticipate Bryce will work the remainder of the fiscal year. So overtime pay, we don't have any taxable fringe. I just budgeted for we only have one cell phone and data allowance for the Board of Supervisors office right now, so I plugged that in there. Office supplies, I'm glad Leanne's on the phone. She's the best one to talk about. There are two new items, and that's why that budget amount is about $13,000 more than the normally budget. So there's the calendar publication and then the traveling display. So, Leanne, do you want to explain those two to the board?
Sure. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I'll start with the calendar publication. That is an item that you have at least looked at, not formally, but through the internal review of the 2022 communications plan. Sandra brought back a calendar that where she came from, they had done as an outreach component for the entire year. It's actually an amazing piece that every household gets. I think Sandra, if that's incorrect, let me know. So we got estimates for publishing a calendar that would put in the information on an annual basis for what may be happening, and that would be a piece that we would promote each of the individual offices and departments 5 months. And this is $10,000, which is based on some online figures that we got from a couple of different vendors, and then reaching out to Nikato as well, see how much they put in their budget every year.
So can you clarify that? You said this is something that would be a hard copy that would be mailed to every household in the county?
Yeah, I think that's not every unincorporated property, not inside the neighborhood, just the unincorporated property. And then we have some available at city halls and libraries.
And what would be in it?
It's just a calendar. So it would be a 2023 calendar, a year 2023 calendar. Different images of throughout Story County, information about all the offices and departments. I'm sorry, I'm not there else. I could bring down the sample. It's down in my office.
Is it sitting on your desk? I can go get it.
It's in Bryce's, in his area.
Okay.
over on this side?
Okay, I can go take a look and share it.
Okay, yeah, you know what you're looking for. At least it was the other day.
I apologize. I don't think I heard about, I don't think I remember seeing this in the communications plan. It sounds great. I just haven't heard about
it. Maybe I just didn't understand what it.
I think 10,000 is a.
Okay.
And of course, the timing is delayed. We haven't brought the formal action communications plan to the board yet.
Mm-hmm.
We hope to have that done in December or early January, so the timing would work out better, so you'd have a better idea.
Well, I know I reviewed it. I just don't remember it on there. I apologize.
And with all the things that have been going on this month, I haven't spent, I think I opened it and looked at it a little bit, but I hadn't spent a lot of time. My first reaction is I need to know more before saying a $10,000 expenditure to send information. I want to know kind of more of the purpose of it, who it's, I mean, for $10,000, I think we need to get a lot of bang for our buck. And I'd just like to have more information about that before I'd say, yeah, this is a good use of taxpayer money. I need to see the utility of it.
And I fully agree with that as well. And that's why we just are adding it in as a potential budget item, but we don't have the details. We haven't had formal bid from anyone.
Mm-hmm.
Price could be a lot less, actually, depending on how the cost of paper and mailing is going up. It could be more, too. So ideally, we would have the conversation on communication from the first.
And if our audience would be households in the unincorporated area, but we're talking about maybe under 10,000 people, so maybe 3,000 households. But I think we'd really have to look at it in terms of who's the audience, and are we putting information in for that audience as opposed to, you know, who? I need to know more in terms of what are the goals, what's the audience.
I don't know enough yet to respond to more than what is in the budget, too. We haven't really had time to flesh out everything. If it didn't come back to communication plan as a high priority, we really didn't want to spend the time delving into detail to gain formal publication, laying out, or formal quotes, because there's a lot of work that would have to go into that to actually have an idea of how many pages on that type of stuff.
Yes, sir, we're still talking about the county.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
So when I brought that back and shared that was more of something to explore and, you know, something that we weren't doing, something that would help us promote our mission and values, you know, and so forth.
Right.
Such as pictures throughout the county, sharing our mission statement, and so forth, and maybe some information about what the project is.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it looks like there's a lot of really good information down the sides, like phone numbers and information there.
So it would just go out one time a year?
Yeah, it would probably go out by calendar.
I didn't realize it was actually a calendar. Now I understand that.
I think it's definitely worth exploring.
Yeah. So the 10,000 was based on Mankato?
It was, yeah, Bryce reached out to Mankato and found out what their price cost was. The thing they have, I'm trying to remember, I think they have a cheaper arrangement. They have a local printer they work with. And it was just a ballpark figure too on what we've been paying or what we're paying for our stories or the ongoing partnership with City of Nevada.
Uh-huh.
We're finding that paper really is going up, that split paper.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what vendors are going to be putting out for that.
So a placeholder, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is a great description.
So you don't know what their reach was, how many copies they were sending out?
Well, I don't know. It's not every resident, you know. That's how we got it.
And this was the city. Mm-hmm. So that's more than our, mm-hmm. that's more than our maybe 3,000-4,000 households in the county.
Thanks.
I can try to find the information that Bryce has sent.
Okay.
We forward that on.
Yeah, we were exploring it, and I shared, Deanna and I, Calendar and Deanna and I discussed it, and then Bryce came and wanted to see a copy, and, advanced it. He's very good, as you know, so. Yeah, collecting the information and possible costs.
Okay, so an interesting idea. This is a placeholder depending on whether or not we'd say let it's mm-hmm. a go or not. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then the other one was traveling display.
Again, this is another item that is in the calendar. They print every year 22,600 calendars. And they combine it with their fall winter newsletter. So price per calendar is approximately $2.51 per calendar. But I'll forward this email to you. The traveling display is another item that's in the communication plan. It's actually been in my performance evaluation for a number of years as a goal. It's a purchase of a display module that would rotate from location to location. I'm trying to remember, I think it was in 2003. We borrowed a large three-sided panel from the city of Ames and took it in many places around the county. It was in North Grand Mall. We went to all the co-ops throughout Story County, grocery stores. I know it was in the Lincoln My Hy-Vee. It was in a number of places. We just spent 1 month in one location, or a couple weeks in every location, and had information. That time was specific to the update of the county's land use plan to gather public input and just get the information out there for the general public to understand. It would be a similar concept, but not focused on one particular topic as that was. It would require the purchase of the display, and that's what that $3,000 is for a display module, and then materials to go on. And they would be changed out topically, moved around. We would put a whole schedule together for an annual basis, reach out to department heads and elected officials, see what type of information they would like to be included. So just another component of outreach to the general community in Story County for them to understand what's happening in Story County, what Story County is all about.
Leanne, is this an electronic sign
So when you run into it,
Okay.
I wish it could be, but then we would have to be sent on having power to a power source. So there's a lot of factors that would go into that, and that would possibly increase it substantially as well. It's just the display to go as an online vendor. They have different flags, different just components that you can put together to make displays. So we would take and have something that is static but has some ability to kind of redesign depending on the topic. We have a three-panel board that just is a tabletop display. This is beyond that. This would be a stand on its own, unstaffed display that we would locate in public spaces.
Gotcha.
Again, the amount is just, I think with the the calendar really a placeholder as well until we can do some more research on it. Knowing that we would not start anything, so probably until the calendar year 23. Because it would take some time to really build it the way we wanted to and then purchase it. Find the correct vendors, so we want to put a whole schedule together on where it will be throughout the entire year. Because there is some staff time involved in dismantling, moving, and setting it back up.
Mm-hmm.
And so we want to be careful about the use of staff time as well. Okay, any other questions on office supplies? Or anything, any further clarification on the other items we report and what we've been paying for?
I do not have any other questions.
Mm-mm. Okay, we don't have anything budgeted in uniforms and equipment. Board proceedings. That line item did go down a little bit. I think it has to do with, I'm just going to make sure, we used the budget more for the sun. I think it was about, we used the budget roughly $7,100 for the sun.
Mm-hmm.
So we did reduce that down to about $1,000 at the end request, or that's what she needed. And then we left our legal publication. It really does run right around that $35,000 a year. Give or take, depending on how many different publications we have to do. Employee mileage and expense, that's just kind of a placeholder. We haven't spent anything. But we do put a little bit in there just in case someone has mileage that's unrelated to education and training. Communication services, holding it a little bit more. We do have the HR coordinator position, so I just went ahead and re-estimated. So we did budget 6,000 last year, but we had the phone down in the risk manager office, so I just kept that all the same, or we kept that all the same. Education and training, we did reduce the re-estimated FY22 down to about 5,000. We're not spending as much on as we budgeted on education and training, and then my national conference in FY22, and then coming up, the next one in June and July, or the end of June, is paid by ICORA, so it's not the president. So there's no county expenses for my travel, so I reduced that down to 5,000. Next year, county outreach was the same as we budgeted, $1,000. Director of external is 3,700. I did estimate HR at 7,500. There'll be three staff training for that, and then I put 7,000 in there for the board. I don't know if there's any questions or discussion on education and training.
No. Any questions, Linda?
No.
No questions.
No?
No.
Sorry.
Thank you.
It's hard when I can't see anybody.
Yeah.
Equipment, rent, and maintenance. I put in the actual cost. We've got those that file, that movable file in the basement. We pay maintenance on that, and our copier and printer maintenance. So that's pretty much the same as last year. Contractual labor, it did go down. We had the amount in last year's budget for the compensation study. It does look like we will get that done this fiscal year, so I didn't put anything in there for next year. Standard consultant fees, we budget for union. We won't have any union contracts next year, but there could be grievances or arbitration hearings. We do pay the contract with Nevada and Gilbert for the newsletter underneath that item instead of putting it, it didn't really fit under any other place in our budget. And then I included diversity and inclusion consulting again for 12.5. And then there was a request to put $15,000 in there. It's time to update the strategic plan. We did utilize a consultant last time. And it came, Leanne, you can remind me, but it was right around that $15,000, correct?
Yeah, correct.
Do we
need dues and membership?
Do we need? I'm sorry. Hold on. I'm sorry. 1 second, Melissa.
Did you mention
about
contractual labor?
Do we need to be thinking about climate planning?
That's in the countywide.
Okay. Okay.
Yep. I believe there's a we budgeted services in the countywide.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, that's fine. Good question.
The strategic.
Membership. The only thing is I did increase a little bit in human resources.
But I did have a question. I'm sorry. The strategic plan update.
Mm-hmm.
How is that done?
Yeah.
Leanne. Did I miss
how something? How is that done?
Yeah, the 15,000.
Last time we went through a process with an RFP to bring a consultant on board, and then the consultant led the county, working with elected officials and department heads and the board. They did a survey. Not sure that the approach that was used last time, I would recommend again, once we have the consultant on board, that we would go through that same process, at least to solicit
proposals and contracts someone
come in and do it.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions?
Sorry. Okay. All right. Go ahead with dues and memberships, Alyssa.
Okay. A little bit of an increase in managing to cover the and color hours and micro insurance for the additional HR position. Instead of a risk manager. And then there is a little bit budgeted in office equipment for one
chair replacement.
No. Not even really. Go ahead. Is that for my chair? I am. Yeah, I have a chair. That's for the next year.
Okay.
I might have one more. And we have funds this year. We need a chair before next fiscal year. We can go ahead, yeah, or if anybody else, I don't know. Sandra, did you end up getting a new chair?
I did.
I'm trying to remember.
Yes.
Okay. And then is there any, trying to remember if any of the board members needed one?
No.
I think we might be good. Let's see, but you might be the only one. Has your chair been replaced?
My chair's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to remember. So that's all that is in the board budget. Just to note, some of it, and I think there was a little bit outside, just on the line. Our dues and membership, we do pay for anything that kind of covers like county-wide membership under the county-wide budget. So if other departments benefit from those, we have moved those to the county-wide. So if anybody has any questions, if there's something not there that you think should be there.
So that's why the Ames Chamber is in countywide, because they do Stroy County Economic Development versus having Nevada Main Street here.
And it used to be something with this, like CLD used to have chamber dues, and so we kind of all combined everything and then just decided to pay for it out of the countywide. And I don't remember the year, it's been quite a few years.
Mm-hmm. Is Main Street Nevada in both places, or is that my imagination?
Which one?
Main Street Nevada, because it's in dues and memberships in your budget, and then it's also in countywide.
Let me look. Just a second.
Now, page 53, it's listed as in countywide also.
I think there used to be, I have to look it up.
I think there used to be
specific board.
Oh, by department type, or board, yeah.
Yeah, maybe Main Street Nevada doesn't do that anymore.
Right.
I'm trying to remember. I know ISAC, the board's ISAC affiliate paid out of board, but the main ISAC dues.
Are paid out of countywide, yeah.
So the one on in the Board of Supervisors is really ISAC's. The ISAC supervisor affiliate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we can, you know, if we just want to leave the ISAC, I'm trying to remember what the data they've done changes.
Yeah, they've changed it, so I'm with you. I'm not sure what we're getting charged / billed for at this point.
And I haven't seen one. I don't look here real quick. But yeah, how we've done the dues is that it's specifically for the board members, then we pay for it out of the Board of Supervisors. But if it's like a countywide dues and membership, then we have to move that. I think that makes the most sense.
Mm-hmm.
I can look into that Main Street Nevada. But I can look into that Main Street Nevada before Tuesday or Monday's countywide, and we can clarify what the deal is there.
Sure. And I can't remember. I just looked it up. We don't pay Main Street Nevada. I wonder what they invoice us. So yeah, we can do that. If we can remove it from one or the other. If there's right. only one to do.
Right.
One set of dues, that'd be helpful.
I just had a thought. And it was regarding that traveling display. In 5 years, the county will have 175th anniversary. And I was just thinking, what could we do with that display? And wasn't real sure about it. But it seems like we should be planning to do something fairly significant for 175 years. I thought it was assessed with centennial, but it's not. I looked it up and it's something unpronounceable, so I wouldn't use what it is. Centennial, demi-semi-centennial. It was very strange. But 175 years is, I've seen a lot of 175-year celebrations when I just Googled it. And I thought, we should really start thinking about that. And I just wanted to say it before I forgot it. Because some displays, something big, we might want to think about, and that could, I'd really like to see a theme that, start working on some kind of a theme for it, and maybe think about some of the things we have in this room and how we might, use them or swap them out for some other things. In terms of the, I don't know.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
So I have us Lisa at 134,999.
Oh, well.
Oh, no, that's not. Then I'm looking at the wrong thing.
You get total.
Yeah, I do that each time.
1,134,999.
Okay. I don't either.
No, I guess we're done.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Everyone.